can preach. You can have all of the wonderful thoughts and reason. But they will know that we are a Christian by our love.
That's Kerry Casey here on Focus on the Family. It's Martin Luther King Jr. Day here in the U.S., and we honor the great civil rights leader. And Kerry has an important message for all of us about loving our neighbor, regardless of their background or skin color. Thanks for joining us today. Your host is Focus President and author Jim Daly, and I'm John Fuller.
John, hearing that clip reminds me of a special and memorable chapel service we had at Focus with Kerry Casey as our honored guest. He's a dear friend and a brother to me. That guy is so good on Father's Day. He's always the first one to shoot me a text or Christmas, wishing me great Christmas and a Happy New Year. He's just so good relationally and such a good man. He talks about how to love others, and he demonstrates that very much so in his everyday life. There are strong forces in the culture that want to divide us and get us fighting with each other. I think we all see that today. But we can't give in to those voices that separate us. And Kerry has some great words of wisdom to help us see through the chaos to God's heart for all of his children. That's each one of us. And we need this message maybe now more than ever.
That's exactly what I was thinking, Jim. And Kerry is a pastor at Lawndale Christian Community Church in Chicago. He's ministering in the inner city where Martin Luther King Jr. used to live. And Kerry is also the founder and CEO of Championship Fathering. When he spoke here at Focus on the Family, it was electric. A very powerful message about building racial harmony in our communities. Here now, Kerry Casey on Focus on the Family.
I am so very honored to be here. And as I stated, being Black and Baptist and a preacher also, we could be here all day. But anyway, you must be secure in who you are. God did not make a mistake when he made us. Red, yellow, black, and white. We are precious in his sight. When I look at what you all have on the stage here, Nat King Cole and Aretha Franklin, the pictures on the stage here, and Louis Armstrong and Mahalia Jackson, you're learning. But I thank God that he made all of us. Be secure in who you are, because I think about it. When I was born, I was black. When I grew up, I was still black. When I get sick, I'm still black. When I go out in the sun, I'm still black. And when I die, my brother's a mortician. He's the last one to let you down. But when I die, I'm still going to be black. Now, looking at Jim and Fuller here and all of them, when they were born, they were pink. When they grew up, they were white. When they get sick, they turn green. When they go out in the sun, they turn red. When they go out in the cold, they turn Carolina blue. And when they die, they're going to be purple. So, Jim, why do y'all call me color? But anyway, I'm just kidding. Y'all come back with me. I'm sorry. My father would be mad at me. Son, you need to be more formal than that. But anyway, but I think about it. I only have a few moments, but the greatest thing that happened to me at the University of North Carolina was when I went to geography class, and I sat on that front row, and I turned around. I saw a sweetheart with an afro about this big, and I looked at her, and I turned around after class. She had snuck out the back door. I went out the front door. I chased her down, but we are so blessed, and we've been married for 40 years, but we have three grown children, and then we kept having fun, and now we have Chance. He came when we were 41. He's a sophomore in college, and he just turned 20 years of age, and we have nine grandchildren. But I think about it. Being married to Melanie, yes. But then I have a mom. I had a mom and pop. Dad went to be with the Lord on February 12, 2000, the same day as my mentor, Coach Tom Landry. I used to be chaplain with the Dallas Cowboys. Both of them went to heaven, and they're partying and having more fun than us. But I think about Dad and Mom 8 months after Daddy on my 45th birthday. She went to be with the Lord. But I think about all that I've learned over the years. And in my life, how many of you, let me ask you a question real quick, in fact. Well, before that, Dad shared with me also. He said, son, don't ever forget it. Opportunity will come. It's going to come. The ball will bounce your way one day, son. But when it comes your way, when opportunity comes, will you notice it? And if you notice it, will you be prepared? Fail to prepare, prepare to fail. But I think about it. When I was a little 16-year-old sophomore, how many of you, by the way, have seen the movie Remember the Titans or whatever? Any of some of you have seen it? All right. Well, anyway, I know the ladies remember it because Denzel Washington is the star. But anyway, I don't know how we're the same age, but he looks so much better. But in that movie, Remember the Titans, I had the privilege to be on the team that lost to the Titans in real life in the state championship game. The blue uniforms was my team. They said our team was all white, but it wasn't. We had 8 African Americans on our team, and we played against the Titans back in 1971. I was a 16-year-old sophomore. I ran back kicks and played wide receiver. And I remembered in the movie how they beat us on the last play of the game. I loved that. But in real life, they beat us 27-0. And so, or whatever. Hollywood has to fix that. But I don't feel bad because only 3 teams scored on them that year. They were very, very good. The reason why I'm telling you that is this. After my senior year, I was on Coach Boone, who Denzel portrayed. I was on his all-star team in Virginia. I was a pretty good athlete, and he coached me that year. But anyway, talking about the Titans, and that is this. They beat us pretty bad and all that. But the same year, we lost to the Titans. My white coach, talking about African-American History Month, my white coach got in my face about something. I go to the cafeteria, blacks on one side, whites on another. I sit with my black friends, and I shared with them that my coach had got in my face about something. They like, Kerry, quit the team. Don't play for that racist coach. Don't be an Uncle Tom. Here's why dads are greatly needed. In the richest, the most powerful country in the world, when I was a chaplain in Seoul, South Korea, at the 88 games, the folks would come up to me, Hanyaseo, Kamsamnida, Yoboseo, where are you from? I said, I'm from America. They said, oh, USA, number one country, and this type of thing. But in the richest, the most powerful country in the world, tonight, 25 million children will go to bed without their biological father in the home. When that happens, they're more likely to be poor, more likely to drop out of school, be involved in crime. Girls are more likely to be pregnant as a teenager. But by daddy just being there, those statistics flip-flop. Believe it or not, no perfect dads. I'm not. Jim's not. We're going to have struggles. But by dad being there, those statistics flip-flop. I'm glad that when I went home that day from the cafeteria, Daddy, I'm quitting the team. I don't want to play for that racist coach. I'm not going to be an Uncle Tom. My dad said, son, I want to tell you something. Your coach is the winningest coach in the state of Virginia. At that time, he was. And son, he won before you got here. He will win after you leave. Son, you need the team more than the team needs you. By the way, your name, you are a Casey, and you are a Christian. Son, there's a way that we roll in our family. In essence, your coach is not a racist. He is checking out your character and your loyalty. Son, you need the team more than the team needs you. I never forget it. I went back to that team. That was in 1971 when Daddy told me that. The movie came out 30 years later. Here's what I'm saying. There are decisions that we will make. There are decisions that our children will make that will literally dictate where we will be or our legacy will be 30 years from now. My mother and father never saw that movie, but the information that Dad gave me literally allows me to know Jim Daly, who is white, Kerry Casey, who's African-American, and he is my brother because of the blood of the Lamb of Jesus Christ. That's bottom line.
I like to see her eyes light up and have her read some of the things to me. Fun.
Your child will love Focus on the Family Clubhouse and Focus on the Family Clubhouse Junior magazines. They're filled with fun activities, jokes, and faith-based stories that will capture your child's heart and imagination.
It really is just a good age level for my kids, and that's exactly what I was looking for. And I'm so excited, too, that it just focuses on the Lord.
Learn more at focusonthefamily.com/clubradio.